Greetings and welcome back to another episode of Catholic Bites, a podcast discussing the Catholic faith by seminarians and priests in Rome. I'm Deacon Dominic Rankin, and in this episode we'll be discussing images of the Church. With us today to offer some insight into this topic is Deacon John Lococo. Deacon John grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee and is studying to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. He graduated from Loyola University Chicago with a degree in philosophy and is currently in his first year of his license in dogmatic theology at the Pontifical University of St. Thomas Aquinas here in Rome. He'll be ordained a priest this May. Deacon John, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, personal question, what happened last week that I missed because of other things?
What happened last week?
I was a little busy.
A lot of things happened last week. I was in school last week. That's all I can think of.
Very nice.
Which is, you know, important for my life.
Yes, it is.
And the lives of future parishioners.
Of course. But for today's topic, where do you want to begin?
I want to begin right here, Rome. Among the more beautiful churches in the Eternal City is one of my favorite. It's a 12th century basilica dedicated to San Clemente, Saint Clement. Dedicated to this pope who, according to early lists, stands as either first or third in the line of Petrine successors. That would be papal successors. You hear his name whenever the Roman canon is used at Mass. Invoking the names of the first popes, we hear Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus. So we all have a little connection to him already. Personally, I'm waiting for a Pope Cletus, because that would be great. But for what it's worth, we'll have to stick with Pope Francis, who's doing a great job too.
It would be cool to have a Pope Cletus II, though. What were you saying about this basilica?
Yes, before I get too sidetracked, I do love the church. And I'm especially in love with it after its renovation, where they cleaned up a lot of the brickwork and mosaics. And it bears an incredible significance for the church, though, beyond that. For it was just in the shadow of the Colosseum that masses were being celebrated in secret, where Christians were being martyred for their faith. And above the high altar in this church, you have the apse mosaic, which offers a stunning image which might prove helpful for our own reflection today. The focal point of the mosaic is the depiction of Christ on the cross. Now, interestingly, the cross is depicted as the tree of life, from which the scriptural four rivers of paradise flow. At the base of the cross, vines sprout, which spread and intertwine within the confines of the mosaic, offering refreshment to a variety of scriptural images, birds, some cupids, shepherds with sheep, a peasant with her chicken, and, in fact, various doctors of the church. And so the message is clear. All life finds their origin in the life-generating power of the cross.
It is beautiful. I've always loved that image, and I remember finally our first days in Rome when they took us to that church.
It's incredible. It's quite powerful. Now, listen to Jesus. This is the image of the church we can discuss today. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done to you, for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." That's from John chapter 15, verses 5 through 8. What does this mean for us? Well, the image of the church as the body of Christ, which flows forth as vines from Christ, is a powerful one. We stay connected to Christ through the sacraments, through prayer, the life of the church. If we remain in him, in his church, we will bear fruit, for we will have access to the grace afforded in abundance through the Eucharist, through sacramental confession, and in the various other sacramental moments of our lives. And in this we bring the Father glory. Think of another image, Christ as the Good Shepherd. You know, in the Gospel of John, there are seven different accounts where Christ describes himself. I am the vine and the branches. I am the Good Shepherd. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. This is our Lord and his own self-revelation to us. What does it say? It says that he has an intimate and unique relationship with us, and that like the Good Shepherd, he is going to call us forth in a unique way, by name. That's the understanding of vocation. That's a real loving relationship. But just like those sheep, we have to be able to hear the voice of the shepherd. It's not passive. You have to really key in to hear the shepherd's voice. Now think of the vines again. Those vines are sprouting from the wellspring of the Holy Spirit, which he promised to remain within the church until the end of the age. And so we have to trust that fact. And we, as those branches connected to the true vine of Christ, which flows from the cross, also have to trust that the Lord will continue to nourish us through word, through sacrament, and through any grace that we might need. It really is a powerful image.
Amazing. To sum up today's episode, we learned about the image of the church as the vine and branches, how through faith and baptism we are incorporated into the life of Christ, and in this are bestowed with graces from the Spirit to go forth and evangelize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By remaining in Him as vines, we are nourished from the tree of life, and we can continue to bring glory to our Father in heaven. But we're given that second image, too, of Christ as the Good Shepherd. And the both of them go together because it's from that nourishment that we then can go forth from Him as sheep that follow the Shepherd to whichever vocation He calls us to. Deacon John, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And as always, to find resources, to learn more about images of the church and so many other topics, and to listen to other great talks by Catholic speakers, check out our website at www.catholicbitespodcast.com. Thank you for listening. That was Deacon John Lococo. I'm your host, Deacon Dominic Rankin, and this is Catholic Bites.